Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 15th day of August. Happy birthday to my neighbor, who I grew up with, Sam, Annette Radke. It's her birthday today. You know, as we get older, are you surprised at some of the just insignificant or just off the beaten path things that you remember from people you know, maybe you haven't even talked to in forever? Yeah. Why do you remember this person's birthday? Why do you know where this person's address? Just obscure. Like, I can tell you my best friend's address.
Okay.
I don't know why I remember that though.
And now you can't remember phone numbers without looking at your phone.
That's the other thing too. I pose this question to our next guest because, you know, he's kind of like a friend of the show. He hadn't been on in a minute. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. John, as we start this interview, we ask you how many, other than maybe your wife or your kids, phone numbers in your phone can you remember? Like, if I said one of your coworkers or everybody at the Marietta Daily Journal, how many of those phone numbers can you remember?
I can remember my phone numbers from the time I was old enough to use the phone way back in 19... But you ask me anybody other than my wife at this point, I have no clue.
There we go. I think, you know what, I don't think he's out of line, Greg. I think he's lined with a whole lot of folks. But great to get this guy, John Bednarowski. You know, we always try to catch up with you around this time of year. The school year starts. You know, everybody's headed back to class now. The football teams are on the field. And, of course, the kickoff edition from Marietta Daily Journal is usually there in time for the Corky Kale Day for the Kickoff Classic.
What's up, John?
Wait a minute, Greg. Don't jump on him about it.
What's up, John?
Tell us about this year's edition. And when might be able to receive it?
Well, if you go to the Marietta Daily Journal website, mdjonline.com, right now, you can go ahead and take a look at it. It's published as of today. I'm holding a copy in my ink-stained hand as we speak.
Not ink-stained.
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 And 164 pages. We cover all the teams in both Cobb and Cherokee, and a lot of good stuff in there. A loaded class of Dynamite Dozen and Super Six players. I think we're averaging about 3.3 stars per player. Casey Barner, of course, over at McEachern, he's a five-star guy. We got a number of four-star guys that are there. And one of the reasons that it's only 3.3 is Jordan Peacock, the wide receiver from Walton, is dragging everybody down.
What?
Not because he can't play, because he showed that off Thursday night, but it's because the ratings services haven't given him any stars yet. So I'm sure he'll be a four-star when they get started. So a lot of good players. It's interactive where we do some video interviews, which once again this year includes the dulcet tones of one Sam Crenshaw, which I still haven't paid him for, and I'm sure he's probably hunting me down for that.
I'm going to get breakfast with the big chicken, but go ahead.
The big story out of the magazine this year, we did a deep dive into the 1966 Lemon Street Hornets. Now, most people are going, Lemon Street, that's not a school in Marietta. Well, it was. In 1966, Lemon Street was the black high school from Cobb County, and they went out and won the county's first state championship in football. In the following year, the schools, Lemon Street, Marietta, and the other Cobb County schools were integrated. So Lemon Street went by the wayside as far as the high school is concerned. So we managed to catch up with about five guys from that team. Great interviews. Embedded in the story are some QR codes, so you can go and listen to some of those interviews, in addition to a really well-done story by one of my summer interns from the University of Georgia, a young man by the name of Zach Busby. So I think it's the highlight of the magazine, and I hope everybody goes and picks one up.
John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so we sit here, August 15th, 2026. You said the magazine is 164 pages. How does that differ from the last few years of the publication? And what have you had to eliminate that you hate it because it's just a changing nature of the business?
Well, I mean, the 164 has kind of fallen into being our sweet spot. At one point, we had gotten up to 200, but that was before the pandemic. You know, the advertising dollars, a lot of things for people to turn their attention to, and the advertising dollars is what drives us, you know, the size of the magazine. So 164 pages, still a whole lot of work, and every year I still wonder what the hell I was thinking when I came up with this idea. One thing that is different this year, we are not including the college teams in the magazine, Kennesaw State and Reinhardt. We will do those separately within the pages of the regular sports section. But in their place, you know, the fastest growing sport in high school is flag football, and we have added flag football to our magazine. We've got six pages dedicated to that, and I'm sure as the years go by, we will increase that going forward. But it's great to include some flag football in there, and you know, make it for everybody.
Yep, folks. Spending time this morning with John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. They are social. If you want to follow their high school football coverage, it is follow them at Cobb, F-B-A-L-L-F-R-I, Cobb Football Friday. And I have so much there. If you go there now, you see the cover of the MDJ Dynamite Dozen and what it's going to look like if you get the copy of it. And, Greg, it was 164 pages. Last year was 162. So, actually, this year the number
right around the same,
up.
Okay.
Right around the same. It went up by a couple of pages. You mentioned Mr. Peacock, and he was quite impressive at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, even though Roswell won that game. Thoughts about what we have coming up, because the scene shifts to Cobb County, and we'll kick off with Kale and McEachern coming up on Wednesday. Thoughts about that contest, what people can look forward to seeing?
Well, if you don't know, McEachern has put together an SEC-caliber defense. And I say that because every one of the – well – everyone in the back portion of the defense, all the DBs, linebackers, they're four-star guys, three-star guys, five-star guys. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody scores against them this year. The question is, new quarterback, new running backs, you know, are they going to be able to score? And, you know, the way McEachern works, usually they don't rebuild, they reload. So, you know, they're going to be a really good program. Cal doesn't have quite the numbers of McEachern or a Walton or some of the other larger 7A schools. Cal coming off a run to the state semifinals last year in Class 4A. They're up in Class 6A now, back among their Cobb and Cherokee brethren after a couple of years of going all over God's green earth. The big question for Kel is the health of Mooney Gibson. You know, four-star running back who's committed to Georgia Tech. You know, he suffered a broken ankle against Creekside in the state semifinals last year. And it was a significant injury, and I know that he was still rehabbing here in the summer. Is he going to play? If so, how much? He's going to be the equalizer for that game on Wednesday. If he plays, I think we've got a four-quarter game. If he doesn't play or is very limited, I see McEachern coming out on top.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. We'll watch for that. And I look forward to seeing you there. If somebody wants to pick up a physical copy of the kickoff edition, can they get it this weekend, or do they have to wait until Monday?
No. It's at your favorite convenience store and grocery store this morning. In the weekend edition of the MDJ, but if you can't find one out and about today, we've got plenty of copies both at the MDJ office in just off Marietta Square and the Cherokee Tribune office up in Cherokee County, and you know they're going fast. Make sure you buy two just in case you want to read it twice. And you know we're proud of the addition, so we hope you are too.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Look forward to getting a copy, and I'm gonna get a separate copy because I like to share them with some folk people to get them ready for the high school football season.
Appreciate it, John.
Yep. Thanks so much this morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely, fellas. You know, whenever you call and say be there, I'm gonna be there.
There you go.
There we
All
go.
All right, John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, joining us. We are not done with the Falcons talk. Plus, I have a question I'm going to ask Mr. Crenshaw, having to do with, in the minds of many, an all-time great, or at least a great. That's coming up. It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.